You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Parag Magnani, founder and CEO of Webgility, which is the leading multi-channel e-commerce solutions company. Parag, welcome to e-commerce radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You are most welcome, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us. So to kick things off, tell us about Webgility, what you do, and why you do it.
Absolutely, yeah. So Webgility creates software for e-commerce businesses, all the listeners of this radio show, to help them run their operations better using a single software. So what we do is we take all the information that is running across all of the multiple sales channels that e-commerce companies may have, their inventory, their accounting information, their shipping, all their email marketing, and we bring it all together into a single application so they're not spending all their time running their business by entering data and having to jump between multiple systems to get simple answers about how they're doing and how their business is performing. So really, it's an application that helps them really streamline all of their operations. And, we've built the software really to help businesses compete better in today's marketplace.
What does an average e-commerce business need to compete with the likes of Amazon? Tell us how that can happen.
Sure. You know, it's sort of that cliche that, you know, if you can't beat them, you should join them. Because really, if you think about the average sort of small business and the Goliath that is Amazon, they're just simply too big and too smart to be overtaken. The way to win is to build a business that works closely with them, taking advantage of the infrastructure and the traffic that they've built. But to me, the key is you can't put all your eggs in one basket. So for the SMB to compete, it's important that they not build their entire business solely on Amazon and rely entirely on Amazon's traffic and rules for the future of their business. So they should diversify. You know, SMB should compete by looking at other marketplaces. You've got a lot of international exposure through various channels, and you've got the likes of, say, Etsy, where you can do a lot of personalized goods. And most importantly, I think it's also important to control your own destiny by launching your own online store. It's become easier than ever to build an online presence, and it's you can carve your own niche and build a business and ensure that your products are built and marketed properly when you're kind of creating a multi-channel strategy. In fact, you know, when you started at the top of the show talking about how, you know, e-commerce companies can really grow, and I think multi-channel is the way to do it, because you have to make sure you've got a business that's well diversified. And that's part of what we offer as a company, is helping multi-channel businesses sell and grow more efficiently.
If you would, tell us about Highlight. Get into that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So Highlight's one of our latest product releases, and I'm really excited to share what it offers to online retailers. It's something we've been building for many years now, and it's the fruition of a lot of the data and the processing of millions of orders that we've done over these years. Highlight's a business intelligence application. And what it does is it really helps companies who are selling online to figure out what's really happening in their business. There's a lot of different business intelligence tools out there, and a lot of metrics and industry reports that provide sort of very, very sort of vague or many times unrelated information about how to grow. And what small businesses are really looking for is, you know, the really nuts and bolts of what's happening in their business and how they can learn from that and the actions they need to take to truly make a change. So highlights the business intelligence solution. It processes the information from all that a small business uses to sell online, including their online store, their Amazon account, their payment processor, their shipping tool. It pulls together incredible KPIs from all of these different sources and lights up really intelligent information that not only tells them what's happening, but really teaches them about their financials and their customers and how their business is running so that they can take action to really grow their business.
Certainly some awesome stuff. Today we are with Parag Mamnani, founder and CEO of Webgility, which is the leading multi-channel e-commerce solutions company here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Parag, why is small data as important as big data?
It's sort of funny to say, but you know, we sort of just get lost in all the talk lately about big data. But really, you know, when it comes to big data, the key is having the data, right? And for small businesses that are either getting started or their business is just kind of growing, they don't necessarily have a tremendous amount of big data. What they have is a lot of small data. They have information about what's happening in their business day to day. And, you know, what small businesses really need to understand, in my opinion, is not just look at the big data and the big industry trends, but really be able to get into the small data, right? To understand the basics of what's happening in their business. Be able to answer simple questions about their customers, you know, and their products. So, for example, if you think about a small business selling on a couple of channels, it's really important to know, you know, what's your average order value, right? What's your highest value customer and which marketing channel are you getting them from? And, you know, I really feel that it's those small data points that collectively put together are the ones that can provide the real actionable insights that an online seller needs to succeed in today's market.
And how does Highlight bring all this data together?
Sure. So, you know, Highlight's is an incredibly automated tool and sort of has a point and click interface. So what you do is you simply get onto Highlight and you click a few buttons to select the different channels that you sell on, your payment processor like a PayPal or a Stripe, and you can also connect it to your shipping provider. And what it does is it automatically uses behind the scenes APIs to connect to all of these different sources and to bring together most relevant data about the sales that occurred, about all the customers and the products, the inventory across all these different channels. And from there, it breaks it all down. And in some cases, it'll even take that information and interpret it into really powerful sort of, key KPIs, again, key performance indicators, to really help you understand what's happening and make smarter decisions about what to do next with your e-commerce business.
Parag, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Absolutely. I think that it's an incredibly competitive market, and it's important that small businesses really understand their business well. So, from my perspective, you know, there's a number of different areas you can look at, but definitely try to understand what are the two or three big metrics that drive your business. And find yourself an application and a tool that helps you really streamline your business, your operations, and don't get too caught up in all that's happening broadly around the industry and just be swayed by the big industry's trends. Just really dig deep, understand what's happening in your business and make smarter decisions about what's the next step and how you can provide better customer service and reach more customers through multiple channels.
Once again, Parag, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today. If you would, tell our listeners how they can utilize Webgility and how they can get more information.
Absolutely. So you can look us up on the web. Our website address is www.webgility.com. That's W-E-B-G-I-L-I-T-Y.com. You can also check us out on Twitter at twitter.com/webgility. We've also got a Facebook page and LinkedIn page. So, yeah, many ways to get hold of us. But the company name is Webgility, and we're webgility.com.
Once again, Parag, thanks for your time today and for spending a moment with us here today on E-Commerce Radio. All the best.
Great. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Parag Mamnani, founder and CEO of Webgility, which is the leading multi-channel e-commerce solutions company. And for more information, simply visit webgility.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.